I'm too old for this crap.
So Chuck Schaefer, we're here in Ruby. It's about, what is it, 8:30 in the morning, roughly? 9 o'clock. How long have you been here?
Oh, probably an hour.
Tell us about that run down the Yukon.
Oh, it was a good run. It was excellent. You know, we rested 4 hours down the road, about, 6 hours out of Tanana. And then we rested again another 5 hours down the road until we hit the end of this thing coming into Ruby, and it was really nasty, covered over trail. Wind is just howling like crazy down there, so it was kind of a hard trail coming in here.
Yeah, when we were coming in, it looked drifted over, and it looked like there are some ice berms to get over. Did you feel anything like that?
No, not really. What? How are you traveling?
Plane.
Oh, I thought maybe one of them snow machines had passed by. No, it was, it was just a hard trail for the dogs. But, we'll rest here a little while, and then we'll skedaddle over to Galena, I hope.
Tell me how the dogs are doing. I think you mentioned dealing with some diarrhea.
Yeah, I've been dealing with diarrhea for, holy cow, a day and a half. And it's just going through the team. So, you know, it's kind of hard on a dog when they have to deal with diarrhea. You know, most of them are eating again, which is good. And so it's really, really hard to keep a dog hydrated when he's got diarrhea. It'll all pass, though. We'll just work around it.
It'll pass?
It'll definitely pass. It might even blast.
Nice. I don't know if I'll keep the diarrhea joke in the radio story, but what do you think?
I think it's a good one. It's dog mushing.
True. I don't know what other sport where you have to talk about diarrhea so much.
Oh, boy.
We got 100-plus miles of the Yukon behind us, more on the way to Galena, then 80 miles of lakes and portages up to Huslia, and more of the same but on a different trail back. Is that going to be easy, hard? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I think it'll be fairly easy. You know, if you're driving a healthy dog team, it's all good. And once mine get healthy, then I'll be all happy. But it definitely is hard on an old body, you know what I mean? I got to get to know him, so I'll get there somehow.
A couple people have taken their eight. Some people might be in the middle of their 24 right now. How about you? You gotten any of that rest?
No, I've been, I declared my eight here. You know, I don't know if I'll take it or not. I plan to take my 24 in Huslia. It's kind of a special place for me, so that's where I'm going. I got a lot of friends over there. In fact, some of my old dog mussing friends are from there. They're even older than I am. Yeah. You know, they might have been born in the early 1800s.
Last night, I saw some of that gorgeous aurora. Were you mushing under any of that aurora?
Not really. I was kind of resting at a spot, but it was pretty cool, yeah.
What's that like, being out in the middle of the Yukon, hundreds of miles from Tanana, on your way to Ruby, and seeing the northern lights like that?
You don't really want to know. No, it's beautiful. It's cold. Yeah, I managed to get an hour's sleep on my last rest. Oh, actually, it was the rest before that because the sun was out. And so I got a couple hours of sleep, I think, on my sled, and then we moseyed down the river and rested again. I think I might have got an hour's sleep there. But I woke up cold, and I stayed cold, yeah. And, you know, you got to let the dogs rest, so there's really nothing to do for 3 hours. Just walk around and look up once in a while at the sky. But, yeah, it was beautiful.
So keep on motoring to Nome?
I reckon so. Maybe Huslia first.
That might be a wise choice. All right, Chuck, anything else going through your mind as you're headed to Galena today?
Oh, nothing's going through my mind. I'm tired. I'm cold, and I'm old. No, it's all good.
Not too old for the Iditarod, though.
Oh, I don't know about that. I gave up the dogs many years ago because of my knees, and I would get these massive cramps, so it happened to me today, or yesterday. Yeah, I was really worried, so I got to take care of myself, I guess.
Have a safe trip to Galena.
Oh, Galena's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. It's these 120-mile stretches that are hard on the body.
That was Chuck Schaefer in Ruby, getting ready to head out to Galena. And reporting in Ruby for KNOM, I'm Matthew Smith.